It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, an offshoot of the extremist group in North Africa, has warned France of fresh attacks over what it calls the country's hostility to Islam. Now, the terrorist group said as long as French soldiers occupy countries such as Mali, the Central Africa, that is, and bomb Syria and Iraq, the French paper is undermining Islam's profit, France should expect the worst. This is French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo says it will release 3 million copies of the first post-attack issue on Wednesday. The original paper printed only 60,000 copies a week, selling just half of them. The magazine's lawyer says the special edition will obviously have jokes on religion, including Islam's prophet. The move is believed to trigger an outcry, as the special edition will be translated into 16 languages. Last Wednesday, 12 people were killed in an attack on the magazine's offices in Paris.
The terrorist attacks on the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo, that has a history of touching a raw nerve with Muslims, has brought to the limelight one of the man's basic rights, freedom of speech, and how it's applied in the West. France boasts liberty as one of its triple republican values, and freedom of speech and expression is one that ensues from the core foundations of modern France. But not all Western governments tolerate freedom of speech to its core. Every one of them has their own red lines. And Israel, the Holocaust, and any single matter associated with it is a no-go area. Charlie Hebdo has published anti-Islam cartoons several times, outraging Muslims all across the world as they consider their religious principles and figures sacred, whom must not be disrespected. But for the satirical weekly that sees no limits in poking fun, some topics are red lines and off-limits. The magazine fired one of its cartoonists in 2008 for a piece that was deemed anti-Semitic. France even banned anti-Israel demos in July in the heat of fatal Israeli offensive on the Gaza Strip. Take the very recent incident during the Paris Unity rally when a BBC presenter and reporter, Tim Wilcox, raised a counter-argument against one of the protesters who defended the Jews. Wilcox was quick to fend off anti-Semitism allegations, saying his answer came out wrong, but he's now under pressure to resign. Don't forget French comedian Dieudonné, who's under investigation for a Facebook post saying, "I feel like Charlie Koulibaly." He combined Charlie Hebdo with Amédée Coulibaly, who police say was behind killing 4 hostages at a kosher supermarket in Paris. Police say he's defending terrorism. The anti-Semitism's dark, frightening cloud is hanging over all Europe. English cartoonist Robert Edwards was also put behind bars in 1981 for drawing a cartoon that was considered offensive to the Board of Deputies of British Jews.
Well, in 1981, I was imprisoned for 12 months on account of a complaint from the Board of Deputies of British Jews. I drew some cartoons which were published and were deemed to be anti-Semitic. In Britain, it's different. I cannot draw or caricature Jewish people. It's all right to mock or even offend Muslims, but you mustn't upset Jewish people.
Police forces across France have been reinforced and Jewish sites are being protected 24/7. But we don't hear much about Armin Merabet, the Muslim police officer who was killed in the Charlie Hebdo attack. And now French Muslims are bearing the brunt of violence. There have been more than 50 anti-Muslim attacks across France since last week's shooting. Limiting freedom of speech is one thing and openly supporting Israel and Zionism is another. Maybe France should give liberty a second chance and think twice.